The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow the tradition of the elders and never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow. And on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So these Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands?" He answered, "It was of you hypocrites that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in this passage of Scripture, 'This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations.' You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions." But he called the people to him again, said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. It is the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. For it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." This is the gospel of the Lord. How's your heart? Have you got a heart condition? It's absolutely amazing the advances that have been made in the last few decades in heart transplant surgery and bypass surgery and all those things that mean people who maybe had dodgy heart before can now live a longer and fuller life. Because our heart and our lungs are the two vital for survival, and if they stop, then we're either on a life support machine or we've died. But it's in Gilbert and Sullivan's opera Patience that Grosvenor and Bunthorne are talking about love, and Bunthorne says to Grosvenor, "You've got a heart?" And he says, "Well, I've got an apparatus for pumping the blood round." But we know what he means. We use expressions about like being ruled by our heart or by our head, on wearing our heart on our sleeve. At St. Valentine's time, the shops are full of cards and chocolates and flowers that are in shapes of heart, just there for you to give to your beloved. But in biblical terminology, the heart is the center of the person, the seat of the reason, the will, the emotions, source of every decision that shows itself through our deeds. And many times throughout the Old and the New Testament, you get the heart as the operating force of life. So prepare the heart implies that we're about to call an act of will. A pure heart, create for me, O God, is a very frequent psalm response. Ezekiel writes, "I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit in you. I'll remove the heart of stone from your bodies and give you a heart of flesh." Jeremiah says, "The heart is more devious than any other thing." We speak of pouring out our heart in love. Or we say, "They died of a broken heart." I remember somebody once saying, "Broken, smashed to smithereens." And that's why at the start of Mass, I always say we start looking into our hearts. By that, I don't mean take it out and have a look at it, or put it on your sleeve and wear it. Nor does it mean that when I say lift up your hearts. It doesn't mean take it out and lift it up. It's the way of this talking, sursum corda. And it's in order to help us to understand divine things that Scripture uses the heart in its full meaning as the summary and the source of the expression and the ultimate basis for our thoughts, our words, our actions. It's a very ancient Christian hymn, Christmas hymn too, Corde Natus ex parentis, that's translated of the Father's heart. Sometimes it's got of the Father's love, but Sursum Corde, lift up your hearts, Corde Natus seems of the Father's heart. It's the heart that matters. And so therefore Jesus is interested in your heart condition. What condition is it in? That's the import of the words that he says at the end of the gospel. It's nothing that comes into us from outside that makes us unclean. It's the things inside us, those things in our heart, that make us unclean. And he sort of gives us that catalogue. I don't need to repeat. You've got it on your newsletter. It's in your scriptures. Take it and look at it. But to grasp the good news of Jesus, we need to realize that there's always the bad too, which is the fall. I often think at baptism, I often say it at baptism, when the parents turn the page in the baptism service and the heading is exorcism and anointing, and you think, hang on, what's that about? Because you look at the innocent little baby, but you know, of course, it isn't. It may look beautiful and lovely, and I always say to them, they're lovely when they're asleep. But we know within, they're just like we are. We're shot through with good and with bad. And that's the fundamental truth of the faith, and it's why we need that first Adam, a happy fault of Adam, that caused so great a redeemer, that led the second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. And that second Adam says, it's from our hearts that things are going on, and that is what makes us unclean. He, as it were, shines his spotlight on that heart and spells out for us the dark drives and the impulses that are there in the human condition. And it was Solzhenitsyn that reflected that we do have a dark side as well as the good, he said. If only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and that it was necessary to divide them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. And who wants to destroy a bit of their own heart? And so it's why Jesus said at the start of his ministry, set your heart on God's kingdom. Center the heart on God. I think what he's saying is we all need that heart transplant, a complete change of heart, daily, to have a heart for Jesus and his values. That's always the real business of his Christian people.